Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Another mass shooting, Alan. Police in Indianapolis say 8 people were shot and killed in a shooting late Thursday at a FedEx facility, and the shooter killed himself. A police spokesperson says multiple other people were injured and went to local hospitals. The shooter has not been immediately identified. Police were still working at the scene, conducting interviews into the early hours of this morning to determine a motive or cause. When will these massacres stop?
David, they'll stop when the American people have the will to say no more. In fact, we have seen it from the very beginning when those little children were slaughtered in Connecticut, and we have had to watch. I mean, I think one of the Cuomo things that he has done was his very upfront and courageous ability to say no to the gun lobby. Look, I think this guy Cuomo has a lot of problems, but that wasn't one of them. That was his finest moment. And in fact, it was one of the few conversations because he noted that I had written a good column. And he said, why are you doing that? And I said, confuse your governor, a moment of levity. But the fact of the matter is, it was a great moment for him. And New York is doing what it should. Of course, New York ain't South Carolina. And there are cultural norms in each of these states and localities that are quite different. And yet, the American people must wake up about this. They've got to put a limit on the guns, and they've got to be able to start to look at who's got them that shouldn't be having them. And, you know, the more the proliferation, obviously, the more likely it is, David, that, you know, somebody who is not quite right in the head will do this kind of stuff. It's a matter of national consensus, and we have to reach that. Because if we don't, it's like some people saying that they're not going to wear a mask, which is insane. When people opt out, when there are some people who say, I've got to have a gun, 300 million guns in the United States, it's extraordinary. And it needs everybody to think about it. When they do, when the mothers and the fathers and all the people around the country say, cut it out, stop this nonsense, we will.
Well, a year after lockdowns, we're seeing one of our main rivals, China, reporting an 18.3% leap in economic growth. Then signs of economic hope are growing in the U.S., says the New York Times this morning. But these issues of competing economies in the brave new world we're facing is huge.
David, the competition between the United States and China is huge, and it's going to be worse. One of the rationales for getting out of Afghanistan is we need every resource we have, military and every other way, to counter the Chinese influence. Remember that China is, of course, a dictatorship, and dictatorships have an advantage. They can tell their people to do this or do that, and they will, at the cost of great consequences if they do not. We don't do it that way in the United States. We know that there are ways in which capitalism does not function. But in fact, this is a country people want to come to because they have individual rights and because they can express themselves and because they don't go to jail if they're outside of what the communist leaders want. And so when they say wear a mask or don't wear a mask or do this or that, those people are going to do it over there, not here. And we see that at great loss for this country. We don't give our leaders that kind of power. For example, we gave special powers to Andrew Cuomo, and he has used them. But now the legislature, in its usual fumbling fashion, wants to take them away. Okay. But when politicians, when legislators decide that they want their moment in the sun and they want to put a stop to the use of special powers to keep us safe, one has to scratch their head and wonder.
To the coronavirus, where hot spots flare up, says the Washington Post. Some states hammered by a spring wave of infections and hospitalizations, even as others have seen the crisis begin to ease. Then we have the vaccine situation, where Johnson & Johnson still on pause, as well as annual vaccine booster shots, which may be needed, potentially stretching the supply. And Pfizer says that a third COVID vaccine dose likely needed within 12 months. So it looks like we'll all be getting more shots in the future.
It does. Well, look, I call this, we talked about this, and I said, hey, we have booster shots for some diseases, and in this case, we need to do it. What we really need to do is to say to the foolish people who don't wear masks, you know, you are endangering this society. And we know that if people don't take the steps that we know really will save lives, like wearing masks, like social distancing, if they're insisting that it be like the old days, it can't be anymore. We're into something different. And as we go along and as we find out more, we find out where that virus really came from and how it all started, and then put a stop to that kind of transmission, because there will be other viruses, believe me about that. And then we look at what the CEO of Pfizer is saying, and we say, we're going to be living in a different world.
And I couldn't help but see the symbolism yesterday as the Red Sox took on the Minnesota Twins on Jackie Robinson Day in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And you got the Derek Chauvin trial going on with alleged murder of George Floyd. You've got Dante Wright and the protests continuing over that. We've had Eric Garner. The list goes on and on and on. And now we see in a year of reckoning, slavery reparation bill moving forward in the House. Your thoughts this morning?
Well, slavery reparation is a very serious subject. We, of course, put people into shackles and we brought them over here. And then we kept them in at least economic shackles over the years. Anybody who thinks that that isn't so is just wrong. We have segregated them in our schools. And when we have theoretically ended that segregation, we still have it. We have communities where economic deprivation is absolutely universal. And it's painful for the people of the United States. But we are going to a place now. We have a majority of black and brown and people of color and people without resources. And whether we should do it or not is a very important question. There will be people who don't need reparations, but there will be a lot of people who, because of the history of this country, deserve it. Now, getting it right, how to give it out, what to do, that's a whole other story.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.